Welcome to Daf Yomi, Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor, and the schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Pesachim Daf Lamed Daled in the Oiz V'Odor edition, Perek Revi, in the middle of Alochotes. We're starting Daf Lamed Gimel with base 10 lines from the bottom and the two dots. The Gemara continues to speak about what Anshei Yericho used to do. And one of the things that Anshei Yericho did is they would benefit from the branches that grew from the trees of Hegdish. Says the Gemara, Kitzad ayu matirim begamzio yishel Hegdish. How did they use the branches of Hegdish? Says the Gemara, it's really a discussion the Chachom had with him. Omer Chachom yetem moedim lanu begidulei Hegdish imasurim. Don't you agree that things that grow from Hegdish, produce that comes out of trees of Hegdish, are asur? Omer them, I was saying, kishigdishu legdishu ela koyers. Our fathers, when they were magdish the trees, when they made an Hegdish, they didn't give in only the koyers, only the trunks, nothing else. And why did they do that? It's between Bale Egrov, Shebaim, and Notli Moisam Israel. There were these bullies that came and stole the trees. So they made the trees Hegdish, but only the trunks, nothing else. Sigma Marabon and Savin Memar. What do Rabbanan hold? No. Koyris vepeyush egdishu. When they made an egdish, they made the trunks egdish, and they made also the produce egdish. So anything that grows from the trees is also asur. Sigma Afil Tamar, Koyris egdishu, Peris egdishu. It's possible the Rabbanan will agree that maybe their original intention of the fathers was only to be magdish, the trunks, but not the fruits. But Tzuchel Rabbanan had a suffix to maybe a magdish so deilon maushi sharlum and egidulim. Could, when someone is giving a sode ilon to Hegdish, can you have an exception? Can you have something that's not included in the Hegdish? Bonnefeld, maybe you can't do that. Once you gave the Hegdish the tree, once you gave the Hegdish the field, so now whatever grows from it automatically belongs to Hegdish, even if it was not part of the original Hegdish. Let's look from the following. This is a Mishnah Maseches Peyo. It refers to somebody whose magdish is karmoy. He makes his vineyard hegdish. Now from the vineyard, you need to give to that neem the oilolois. Type of grapes called oilolois go to that neem. So here, the question is, will the oilolois stay by that neem or not? Since Tanakama, once the oilolois already grew, these grapes are grown, you have to give it to that neem, and they do not belong to hegdish. So the Gemara understands why is that so. Because when he was magdish, his mindset was to be magdish only the actual vineyard, but not the fruits. The fruits that belong to Anim is not magdish. So you see, one can be magdish the tree, but not the produce. So the Moshani, it's different. Sheinodo magdish davar sheinu shaloi. There, once the oilus aniker, once you can see the grapes, so these grapes belong to the Anim. He doesn't have the ability, he doesn't own these grapes, and he can't give it to Hegdish. So Mikor, the Hegdish, was not chal on these grapes. But when one does own the entire field, could be that once he was magdish the branches, once he was magdish the trunk, the entire tree becomes Kaddish. So the more if so, if that's the case, so even before you see the grapes belong to the Anim, and he can't be magdish them. Says the Gemara, Shani Ishu Kerem Lehegdish. Then the Kerem belongs to Hegdish. Before the oilus grew, the whole Kerem belongs to Hegdish. Kadodatani, as we learned, Hanutea Kerem Lehegdish, someone who plants a vineyard on behalf of Hegdish. So Parut Mina Peret, which is another Matanos Anim, Mina Orilo, the first 3 years that the fruits are Osir. It's Yepotor and it's the Hegdish. Umina Revai, when it gets to the fourth year, you don't have to give the fruits to Yerushalayim. Umina Oilus, which we're talking about right now. And this is what Gemara is bringing a raya, that a soda that belongs to Hegdish to begin with is not chayav an oilus. So if the oilus grew before, they already belonged to that neem. If they didn't grow, this soda is potum in oilus. Pechayav b'shvis. And the conclusion there is, it's still chayav in shmita. Why is that so? So Gemara brings a drasha of Zohar b'shvis, b'yichanon v'shav sa'or v'shavas la'ashem, afilu dovashu la'ashem g'dusha shvis chololov. So even though all the other requirements of the field do not chal an Hegdish, but Shmita, the special Gzeres HaKosov, the Kedusha Shviz is Chal, because it says, Shovas Haaretz, Shovas LaHashem. So the Gemara now continues this and says, so what do you do with a field that belongs to Hegdish in the time of Shmita? Rechia Ba'ar Bo'o Kamei Ravmano. Lo Yichlo B'lo Pidyon, to eat without redeeming it, Yevsha. Why? Shevsha LaHegdish, let's say B'lo Pidyon. If I have something that belongs to Hegdish, I can eat it without Pidyon. I need to redeem it. What about redeeming and eating it? You can't do that. Meaning, if I redeem the fruits, so what happens with the money? The money belongs to Hegdish. What do you do with the money? You're going to buy items for Hegdish. But you're not allowed to use the money of Hegdish to buy anything but food. So what I'm going to do with the money of these fruits of Hekdesh once I redeem them? Omer lei gizbar machlif from bi'ad acher. What the gizbar used to do, the gizbar means the one in charge of, for Hekdesh, he would replace this money with money by somebody else. A Yisrael that has money, it would exchange his money with the money of Hekdesh, and the Gdusha Shvi'is would be chal on the second pile of money. That will be bi'ad Yisrael, and then he's going to use this money to buy payers for himself to eat. And the money that belongs to Hekdesh is now redeemed completely, has no Gdusha of Shvi'is anymore. Continues now in the Gemara. Now, the Gemara now is referring to that Mishnah and Peyo that we brought in the beginning of this Amud. As many times the Yerushalmi, once the Yerushalmi brings a Mishnah from somewhere else, you bring the Sugya that belongs there, even though it doesn't belong to our Sugya. So in that Mishnah we mentioned, when you have the Oilulois in a vineyard that belongs to Hekdesh, that the Kama said what we learned before, that the Oilulois belong to Danim. But Rabbi Yossi there in the Mishnah said that Danim need to pay Hekdesh for the fact that the Oilulois are growing by Hekdesh. So now that they're growing and they're nurturing from the ground of Hekdesh, they have to pay for it, whatever it costs. So says the Gemara, lama linan patrina lo divri akoyl. Why don't we say that everybody should agree? Like what Rabbi Yochanan said. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan is speaking about a Mishnah Nedorim that says over there, someone who is madir's chaver, that his friend cannot enjoy him, and now they're going on the way, and his friend is very hungry. What should he do? So Tarakama says he takes his food, puts it on a rock, and say, this food is hefker to anybody. Anybody can take it. And then that friend can go and take the food because he's not taking it directly from him. Raisi says no. Raisi disagrees. Raisi says, by mafkering it, it doesn't help. It's still, he's causing his friend to enjoy him when he's also because of neder. So said Rabbi Yochanan Nadir, all that Rabbi Raisi is saying is only if the neder came before the hefker. So once he did a nether, now he wants to be mafkir. These fruits are still considered to be the owner's fruits. And his friend, who is also ba'na, can I enjoy it? But if he did a hefker before he did the nether, before he made a nether on his friend, he took some fruit and said, this is hefker. And then he said, my friend cannot enjoy me. Because it's already hefker, his friend could enjoy it. So that's the Gemara saying. The Maya Birchan said, because the nether came before the hefker. But if the hefker came first, then it's fine. Here, these foods belong to the Anim before the Hekdesh. So as if he made it already Hefker, meaning he already gave it to the Anim, already belongs to the Anim. If so, why does the Hekdesh call on them that they have to now pay for Hekdesh? And the Gemara does not answer this question. There was a Maise that we passed like Rabbi Yossi that the Anim need to pay Hekdesh. Continues the Gemara to discuss the Mishnah of the Maseches Peyer. There's another part of the Mishnah we didn't even mention over here in our Sugya. That part of the Mishnah says that there's a concept called Shichach. When a person forgets something in the field, he has to leave it to the Anim. But what is the definition of Shichach? When you have a vineyard which is on top of trees, so as long as a person passed by and he could still stretch his hand and take the fruits from the tree, so it's not considered to be that he forgot it. But once he took another step and he cannot stretch his hand and get to the fruits, so now it becomes shichicha. And the Mishnah says another part, the reglius means fruits, the vineyard fruits, which are on the floor, they're not on top of a tree. So then once he passes by one step, it's already considered to be shichicha, even though he can still reach and get there. So says the Gemara, leisado pligo Rabbi Yochanan. Doesn't this part of the Mishnah argue Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, kivan shavala v'shichicha, Rabbi Shichicha. Rabbi Yochanan says, once you pass by a fruit that he didn't take, it's a shichicha right away. Mashwet shichicha, even if he could stretch his hand and get there. Answers the Gemara, the flamadal, the mubeis, shanyi b'oris shedarko livochin. Says, well, the reason b'oris, oris means these fruits that are hanging on the tree, is that as long as you within this a hand stretch to get there, the owner is still checking them. The one passing by, he's still looking at the fruits. If he could still stretch his hand, that means he didn't really pass by. He's still looking and checking and making sure the fruits are completely ripened. So the definition is, once you pass by, it's shichicha. But as long as you can stretch the hand on the ones that are top there on the tree, it's not considered that he passed by, he's still checking them out. So now the Gemara says, afilo the Rabbi Shayo, leisi pligo, chora mishto, also argues in Rabbi Shayo. What's Rabbi Shayo? Rabbi Shayo argues in Rabbi Yochanan's definition, and Rabbi Shai says like this, the Rabbi Omar Rameseisi Zaysim im Rabchiya Godol. I was cutting off olives with Rabchiya Godol. Formerly, and he told me, as long as you can stretch the hand, it's not considered to be Shechicho. So this works l'chur with the beginning of the Mishnah that we said that you have the fruits on top of the tree. You say as long as you can stretch his hand, it's considered to be not shechecha. But the end of the Mishnah said, if I have regliers, I have fruits of the vineyard that are next to the ground, once you passed one step, it's already shechecha. So Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we explained it. Passing is already shechecha, but when you have it on top of the tree, you're still checking them out. But Rabbi Shai says that as long as you can stretch your hand, it's never shechecha. So why the ones that are close to the ground, once you step one step away, it's considered to be shechecha? Answers the Gemara, Shani Isha, called Roiglois, Roiglois, Umon, Rifnei Atzmoi. Roiglois means these fruits are close to the ground, every one of them is considered to be its own row. And this is something that we learned in Maseches Peah. A row, when you have rows of trees, once you finish one row and you go to the next row, so the first row is shechecha, even if one can stretch his hand and reach the first row. Once you finish the row, it's over. So Roiglois has a din of a row, and that's why once he stepped away from it, it becomes shechecha. With this, the Gemara concludes the discussion of that Mishnah of Maseches Peah, and the Gemara goes back to our sugya. We mentioned that there's a difference when exactly a person makes something hefker. So the Gemara, by the way, brings something similar. Rav Abba Bar Kahano bought Kamei Rav Emi. Yes, Rav Emi. Hamaski buys the chavei Rav Nitzach Adom. Someone rents his house to somebody else, but now he needs the money. Can he sell the house? The Gemara understands if he sells the house, automatically the lease is null, is void, and the renter has to leave. So can he do it or not? When he rented the house, he had in mind, if I need the money, if I need to sell the house, I'm not going to starve to death. I'm going to sell the house and get some money. Rav Zeira, Rav Loi, Tali and Armin, they both say, meaning he can hold on to his shtar. The one who has the lease can hold on to his lease. The renting is considered to be like a purchase. It's as if he purchased the house for the time of the lease. So the Gemara Tani says in the Brisa, Maskei buys the chaver, someone rents a house to his friend. You made it hegdish. So the one who's renting the house continues living there, and instead of giving money to the owner, he gives the money to the hegdish, because that's what he gave the hegdish the right to anything that is beneficial from this house. That's only if he didn't prepay the rent at the beginning of the year. Once he prepaid, so now he's exempt. He already paid for the rent, and he doesn't have to pay again to Agdish. In the days of Amono, have Nimur b'Tziporin. Nimur means the army, the troops came to Tziporin. The children were used as collateral for money that the people had to pay the troops. The kids were a mashkin. As the troops are about to leave the city, and now they have these children. And the fathers want to go and redeem the children. So what should they do? They had some houses to sell. But in these houses, there's some people renting. Ofik Ramanos. Ramano allow the owner to sell the house and kick out the one renting it. Does he agree with Rav Emi that's what he could do? I'm Eloy. Now that I hold like him. And it begins. Here was the Shasat Chak. Here you need to pay off these troops before they leave with the kids. So that's why you're allowed to sell the house, even though it harms the one renting the house. Continues the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, and is showing fruits that fell from the tree, so the Anshei Yericho used to eat. So the Gemara, what are we talking about? That they fell off before Yom Tev, the Yericho Mutter. It's a Mutter, why not? It fell before Yom Tev, it's not Mukte. It fell on Yom Tev, the Yericho also because it is Mukte. Talking about that we don't know when it fills. Anshei Yericho were Mekel, and Rabbanan did not agree with him. They gave payo to vegetable fields. Says the Gemara, it's only these types of vegetables. Why? One of the requirements of payo is that you harvest and you collect from the field in one shot. These are the only vegetables that grow in one shot. Another vegetable called akruf. Maiso beben meviyain, that was his name. Shenosom bnoi peya leyerek lanim. His son gave peya for vegetables to danim. The father comes, he sees danim waiting in the entrance of the garden to go and take these vegetables. Let go whatever you took. They listed them, they let go of whatever they took. So he gave them regular fruits that he took already maiso out of it, double of what they took. Not that he was stingy, he didn't want to give them the payo. He was choish to chachomim that we just learned in the Mishnah, that don't do payo from Yerek because that will cause the anim not to take on maisa. even though these vegetables are chayav and meiser. With this, we conclude Yushami Psochim Daf Lamedalet.